Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, chapter 43 of Isaiah? Our text this morning is in really the first 13 verses of this chapter. Isaiah 43. And I want to read the last verse before I go to the first verse. 13th verse says, "Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" Other translations, I will work, and who shall hinder? I will work, and who shall reverse it? No one. Praise the Lord. We heard a couple testimonies about the prayer meeting yesterday, and as the prayer meeting was going on, the presence of the Lord was so strong. Prayers that were being lifted were so encouraging and so lifting. I just was rejoicing. And this verse, 13th verse, was pounding in my heart. I will work, and who will hinder it? It just kept reverberating in my spirit. I will work. And I say, Lord, you are a great and mighty God this morning. And we are so thankful. I want to go to the first part of the chapter. I may not read all the verses, but just to give you a little context. In the 42nd chapter, which we're not going to touch, at the end of it, it's God was displeased with Israel because they were stubborn and unwilling to do his will. But here in the 43rd chapter, what you would expect to happen didn't happen. He says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." He just got done saying they were a rebellious people, stubborn, wouldn't do God's will. But he just says now, "I have called thee by thy name." Aren't you glad God has called us by our name? You're here this morning because God has called you by your name. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I call them by their name." Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We heard the call. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." I want to stop right there. This is Old Testament talking about Israel, but I want to project it into the New Testament, into the spiritual sense. He's called us by our name. He says, when we go through trials and troubles and difficulties in our life, I'll be with you. The fire won't burn you. And we know in Daniel what happened, the three that were thrown into that fiery furnace, they didn't even smell like smoke, the Word of God says. And when we go through a fire, not a physical fire, but sometimes when we go through things in this life, it's like being in the fire. And oh, God helps us, praise God. He holds us up by his strong right hand, praise the Lord. Oh, praise God, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. He plagued Egypt with the plagues. He destroyed their men of war in the water. He devastated Egypt so that Israel could be set free. I gave men. I gave Egypt for you. What has God done for us? Many things, praise God. I have provided for you. I've taken care of you. I'm watching you. I'm holding you up. And you may not even know it, praise God, but I'm with you. Oh, praise the Lord, fear not, for I am with thee. And then he says, I'm going to bring those who are scattered abroad, I'm going to bring them back. That is our prayer this morning, amen? We have family, we have loved ones that are out of the ark of safety that we desire that the Lord reach to them and touch them. And God says, I will work. And who will let it? I will do a great work. And who is going to reverse it? Oh, praise the Lord this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Realize, brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual battle. This talks about physical battles and physical things that happen. But the Old Testament is shadows and types of the new. And what we see in the Old Testament is a reflection of the spiritual fight that's in the New Testament. That we are in a spiritual battle. The Word of God says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's our battle, my brothers and sisters. Never forget that. We are in a battle. Oh, praise God. And God is with us. I will work. Oh, praise the Lord. I will work. And who will let it? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded of in Numbers, referring to Israel, when they were in the wilderness and they were continuing on and conquering the lands, the people that were around them, the Ammonites, and then came a situation where the king of Moab, they settled right next to the country of Moab. And Balak, the king of Moab, got very afraid. And he sent for this backslidden prophet. That's what I'm going to call him. It's unsure about his character and his background. He may have known the Lord at one time and drifted off. We don't know for sure. It doesn't matter. But he called for this prophet. He says, I want you to come and curse these people. Because they're spreading out and they're winning and I'm afraid and I need you to put a curse on them. And this prophet said, well, I got to ask the Lord. And the Lord said, don't go. He tells the emissaries that came, well, I can't go. The Lord didn't give me leave to go. He went back to the king. The king says, go back again and offer him more. I'm abbreviating it so we get to the end of the story. And here they go back to Balaam. And they say, we'll offer you this and that and the other. And he says, well, why don't you wait here and let me pray about it. Like God's going to change his mind. Like God's going to say all of a sudden, oh, well, okay, if they're going to give that to you, well, I'll do it. No, God says, don't go. But then he said, he changed my mind. He said, you go, but I'm going to put a word in your mouth. And God's anger was kindled at this backslidden prophet. And he went, and we know the story. He was riding his donkey, and the angel, God sent an angel with a fiery sword that was standing in the way, and the prophet did not see it. But the donkey saw it. Can you imagine that? The donkey saw it. And the donkey tried to get out of the way, and he got to a tight spot, and the angel kept moving to block his path. And finally it crushed Balaam's foot. And he started beating the donkey. 3 times he was beating the donkey, and the donkey talked. He says, haven't I been your faithful steed all these years? Why are you beating me? And Balaam starts to talk back to him. He doesn't even realize what's going on. And finally, his eyes were opened and he saw the angel with his sword drawn. Oh, praise God. And he fell on his face and said, Lord, I have sinned. But the angel told him, you go. But God's going to put a word in your mouth. Just like he put a word in that donkey's mouth. Donkey, there's no way a donkey can speak intelligently. Their mouth, it's not formed like that. But God can do anything. Amen? Praise the Lord. He gets there and he's built seven altars, and they built altars and sacrificed. And okay, Balak, it's showtime. Balaam, it's showtime. It's time to curse these people. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I love this. He says, I want to read it because it's so beautiful and powerful. And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it." Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad? The people of Israel didn't even know this was going on. But God had their back. God was with them. They are a blessed people. Oh, yeah, they're unruly. They're stubborn. They have their faults and failures. But they are a blessed people. The people of God are a blessed people this morning. Oh, hallelujah. A blessed people. Even with our faults and our failures and our weaknesses and our disappointing the Lord, we are still blessed. God said it. He cannot lie. Oh, praise God this morning. Praise God. You know, it's like a look into the spirit world of what goes on that we don't even know, that we can't even imagine. The battle that goes on. We see instances in the Word of God where it kind of gives us a glimpse into that world. And I'm not trying to get all mystical and spooky here, but there is a spirit world out there. There is an enemy. There is a real Satan. And his desire is to kill and destroy and to steal. He wants to rob you. He wants to take you with him. Oh, but praise God. We are blessed. We are blessed this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Job, it says, the sons of men came, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the conversation goes on, and God asks Satan, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I've been going to and fro in the world, and I'm looking around." And he said, "Have you considered my servant Job? Do you think he serves you for no reason? You got a hedge about him. Let me go at him, and he'll curse you to your face. You go, but don't touch him." He lost his wealth, his health eventually, and family. But he didn't turn on God. And Satan went back again the second time. "Oh, you let me touch him, and he'll curse you." Job doesn't know this is going on. Job has no clue. What's happening? Why? How did I lose? I've been serving God all my life, lost my family, lost everything. God allowed Satan to touch his body, and he had boils all over, and it was terrible. But he stayed faithful to God. He had his moments, sure, but he stayed faithful to God. Aren't you glad God's got your back? Aren't you glad? Praise God. He's only going to allow Satan to go so far. We are blessed. I think in the book of Daniel, and this really, Daniel prayed, but what he read in Jeremiah about the prophecy of the 70 years, the people would be restored. And nothing was happening. It was getting close to the time, and nothing was happening. I'm abbreviating. And Daniel prayed to God. Lord, give me understanding. Give me wisdom. Lord, give me an answer. And he confessed his sins and the sins of the people. And he fasted for 21 days. And the beauty part about it, at the end of this 21 days, it says, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken the word unto me, I stood trembling. And he said, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I came for thy words. Now listen to this, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, this is not a man, this is an evil spirit. So we understand, it's not a man, an evil spirit, withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia, kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand that what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. You see what's going on. When I say we're in a spiritual battle, we only get glimpses into that world a little bit in the scriptures and the word of God, but here, the answer was dispatched 21 days ago, but evil spirit held up the angel, that Michael, the archangel, had to come and help him and free him so he could bring the message to Daniel. What's the enemy's mission? To destroy, to steal, and to kill. We may not recognize it. Things happen in life, discouragements and disappointments and fears and troubles come, and we wonder how did this happen? And a lot of times it's the enemy that's working against us. It's the enemy that sent his angels to hinder us and to persecute us. Sometimes he uses the people in our own family. They don't understand, they don't realize they're being used by the enemy to discourage us. You have a wayward son, a wayward daughter, a husband, a wife that doesn't want to hear about God. You know what it is? It's just the enemy trying to persecute, the enemy trying to rob and to steal and to kill. But oh, praise God, I will work, and who will let it? In the case of Daniel, what did we see? Persevere in prayer. He prayed 21 days. The answer didn't come. Would you have prayed 21 days? Would you have fasted 21 days? I don't know if I would have. But he persevered in prayer, and he said, oh, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe. And he held on to his God. And God was faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Help us this morning. This humanity, what are the things we fight? The flesh, the carnal man, its carnal desires. Satan, the enemy of our soul who opposes us. Somehow he puts thoughts in our mind. Somehow he orchestrates situations around us to discourage. You ever notice you're going through something, Tess, or you're not feeling well and you have a pain here or a pain there, and all of a sudden, you might think it's a coincidence, but I don't think it is. You hear on the television an ad, you have this pain, well, you might have this serious disease. Why am I hearing this? I don't need to hear this. This doesn't help my faith. That's exactly right. It doesn't help your faith. You think it's an accident that the enemy wanted you to hear that? Oh, you're believing God? Well, look at this. You got this symptom, you got that symptom, and you got this symptom. Oh, my. God says, look at me. Look at me, praise God. The Holy Spirit came that we might have victory over the flesh, over Satan, and over the world. Amen? This carnal man has his evil ways. And this carnality will rear its ugly head every time that we give it opportunity. We read in the book of Galatians, the works of the flesh. And it's a tawdry list. Fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. That's in this flesh. And the only way we can control it is through the Spirit. To crucify the works of the flesh. That's what Paul writes in Romans. To crucify the works of the flesh. How? By good thoughts? By positive thinking? No, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the only way we can overcome the Spirit power that resides within us. And you shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what the Word of God says. And we know that's true. We see the disciples, they were in fear before Jesus was resurrected and ascended. They were hiding behind closed doors. They were in fear. Didn't have the power. They knew, the guy says, the Holy Spirit is around you. We read this morning in the adult Bible class, but he's going to be in you. And oh, what a change it made in their lives. They were fearful until the Holy Spirit came. And God gave them the power to live the life and to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. What has God given for us? There's things we don't even know, things that we can't imagine, what goes on in the spirit world, the battles that go on for our souls. I believe that with all my heart. The enemy would like to destroy. But God said, I will work, and who will hinder it? I will work, and who will hinder it? And my encouragement to you and myself this morning, brothers and sisters, let's hold on and trust God. Don't be discouraged this morning. God is calling you. God is asking you to participate. God is calling you out to do what he's called you to do. It may be just to talk to one person. It may be to send a text to someone. It may be to pray for someone. Whatever it is, God is calling you out to do it. Trust him, praise God. Well, I don't know if this is going to make a difference. Don't look at the results. The results are not in your hands. What you and I are called to do is to move with what God puts on our heart to do. To remember his power, remember his comfort, his strength. And just move by the Spirit of God. Just move as the Holy Spirit moves you to do. And let him take care of the rest. Oh, praise God. He was reminding Israel, I've done a lot for you because you are my people and we are his people. Amen this morning. Praise God. As long as we choose to be his. Amen. It's not once saved, always saved. It's a conscious effort to strive for the kingdom, to move by the Holy Spirit, to draw closer to him. Oh God, you see our frailties, our failures, our weaknesses, our besetting sins. Would you turn them into strengths? Would you give us, Lord, that strength? Would you help us, Lord, to draw closer to you, that the power of the Holy Spirit may reside and rest in us, praise God, and use us for the kingdom? Oh, praise God. The word that God put in Balaam's mouth is the truth. I have received commandment to bless, and I cannot reverse it. Brother Ron, sometimes I don't feel blessed. Everybody been there? Yes, we have. But we are blessed. Praise God. Just the very fact that we're here this morning, we are blessed. Well, my life is not what it should be. It's, you know, I'm not where I need to be. Well, you join the club. We're all not where we need to be. I want to be like Paul. I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If Paul said that, if Paul said, I'm not where I need to be, paraphrasing, how much more can we say that? Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Musicians, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, praise God. Lord, continue to work in us. I was so encouraged yesterday at the prayer meeting. Lord, you're doing great things. We may not see it with our physical eye yet, but God is doing great things. I sense it in the spirit. I hope you do too. I know you that were at the prayer meeting, I know you sense it too, that those prayers were heard. Those prayers were registered in the portals of glory. Those prayers came before the Lord, and he said, just trust me. I'm working. My timetable, not yours. My way, not your way. But I'm working. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We are blessed. We are blessed this morning. Lord, help us to stand fast. Stand fast, because be prepared. You're going to walk out of this service, and the enemy is going to say, something's going to take place, and just, what did I just hear? Lord, it looks like the enemy just smacked me right in the face. Be prepared. Stand fast. Praise God. I've had many times after I felt such a sweet message, the very next day, the enemy's on my case with this or that or the other. We all have different things that trouble us. Praise God. But I know he is with us. Amen. And if we just hold on, you know, the immediate response in our humanity is to fear, to panic, to be troubled. Wait a minute. Stand back. Wait a minute. Who's in control here? None can deliver out of my hand. He's in control this morning. He is in control. Praise God. I will work, and who will hinder it? No one, Lord. Continue to work in our midst. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?